Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, it looks like Senate Democrats are setting the stage for a new COVID-19 relief bill and are proposing to spend $8 billion to help bolster our nation's food supply chain and to redistribute surplus commodities. According to AgriPulse, the Food Supply Protection Act, led by Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, who, by the way, is still the top Democrat on the Senate's Agriculture Committee, includes funding for protective equipment for farm workers and processing plants. Employees. They say the bill would also help our nation's food banks expand their cold storage and fund new partnerships with restaurants to feed needy Americans. Now, the bill's co-sponsor includes Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York and every Democratic member of the Agriculture Committee. Now, some of the farm and ranch groups that are supporting this new bill include the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, National Farmers Union, National Sustainability Agricultural Coalition, the National Milk Producers Federation, the National Pork Producers Council, United Egg Producers, as well as the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. And as the bill makes its way through Congress, you bet we'll keep you posted right here on these airwaves. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nimitz.